No intro needed. It's Friday Night Banter. You know who we are. I'm AP.
What are you doing?
I'm doing the thing, man.
What is the thing?
The thing is pointing. You got a point.
What? And I'm Captain Shake and Bake. I like how you say no intro needed, but yet that's, you gave an intro.
That was it.
Is that it?
That was the joke.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're home, if you're in the office, if wherever you are, I need you to do me a favor and get up and wash your hands.
Oh,
it is about to get dirty.
Speak it. Speak the truth.
It's gross. It was wild, man. Throw away your romaine lettuce. Throw away any chicken that you got from, what was it, Purdue?
Grab your kids. Grab your wife.
Throw away that damn chicken, dude. We watched, actually, before we get into that Shake and Bake, do you want to hit him with the...
Spoiler alert for Poison, the Dark Truth, or something about truth, and it's just...
Poisoned.
There you go.
The Dark Truth About Your Food. This came out last year in August. So, fairly new movie. New documentary, I'm sorry. It's a documentary movie. It was very entertaining.
Is that what they call them? Documentary movie?
Not necessarily. It says it's classified under documentary.
But I like how you did that
docu-series
because...
Docu-series is the difference.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's why what I was going to say is that I like how you said that it's a documentary movie because while we were... So how this all started, right? Did you want to kind of cover...
That's what... Yeah, you, please.
Yeah,
please.
So we were rolling for documentaries because we've talked about documentaries multiple times about doing that because we had a list of movies and
categories
mm-hmm. and we rolled for those and one of them it just never got picked, of course, is the documentary. So we're like, hey, why don't we write 10 docs? No, we did do a documentary.
I was about to the call minimalist. You out. I was about to call you out, Shake Mick.
Yes,
I was like, you're
but
lying.
We had fun with that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we did.
The Minimalist, right? So we had fun with that documentary. So
yeah,
we're like,
it was highly praised and people wanted us to do another one to see what we could do. So, I mean, here we are.
Yeah. So we did 10, new ones
mm-hmm.
and then we, for a total of 20,
mm-hmm.
we rolled mm-hmm. and Poisoned, the Dirty Truth About Your Food.
Yep. That was the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really hoping that we would get the, Americana Taylor Swift documentary. Just really hoping for it. It would have gone.
Oh, especially now.
It would have gone with it.
Yeah. With the theme now.
Guys, I lost.
You sure did.
I lost terribly.
Sure did. Before we get too deep into the mud and dirt.
Yep.
And manure of this story.
Oh, and fecal matter.
You brought us a drink.
Oh, yes, I did. My wife and I, we went to this awesome place. We've actually had this beer before, but not this flavor. We've had the Locust Cider given to us by our lovely friend...
Skidinator.
Skidinator, thank you. He gave us the Locust Cider Vanilla Bean flavor.
That one was good.
So good.
I really liked that one.
So we went out and we got a flight. This was...
Where was this place?
In downtown Fort Collins.
Why did you have to take a plane?
That was the best dad joke ever. I caught it like that. I was like, wait, oh, flight. I hear you. So we got up to 6 flavors, and I wish I could have written it down. This was kind of like a spur of the moment. I'm excited for you to try this. You ready?
But did you get the flavor?
I got the
flavor. It's on the lid, isn't it?
Yeah, you ready? You ready for
I
it?
I just seen writing. I didn't see what it was.
Okay, good. Okay. I have here for you, sir.
I love the growler.
Yeah, did you notice
I
that?
I love the locust on the other side. That is awesome,
yes.
Man. That
so
is awesome.
We bring this back. We get a discount on the next growler.
Okay.
And I'm excited to do it.
That is awesome.
All right, I'm going to hit you with this.
Did La Vida Loca see the growler?
No.
No, I just walked it in here.
Yeah.
She needs to see that. That's really cool.
La Vida Loca.
No.
She done here?
No, I think she's taking care of Chance.
Oh, damn it. All right, well, anyway. This is Lingering Heat.
You motherfucker.
I love it. I love it. So I lost, but I win.
Is that how you were going? Yeah. Wait, did you guys go to that before the games?
It was
and
on
the
Saturday.
Outcome?
It was on Saturday. Nope.
So this you
was...
didn't even know?
Nope.
So you were like already getting ready to dick me twice.
Yeah.
Yes. You're like, here's a spicy drink to go with your eggs.
To wash it down.
Yeah. And fortunately enough, I did not lose.
Nope.
And we did not tie.
Correct.
I am the big wiener.
The whole shebang.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the biggest growler that, actually, no, this isn't the biggest growler. This is the smallest growler they had. It leaves a little kick in the back of the throat. It's not as spicy as you as it's saying, lingering heat.
Okay.
As soon as you swallow it, gives you a little kick in the back of the throat.
You just can't get through.
I can't.
Now, on that growler, does it have a salty rim? Oh, look at what cup I have.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. The
I have
fort.
The comedy fort. And if you haven't heard previously on Friday Night Banter, all those jokes, those inside jokes right now, and the understanding of why AP is losing his shit trying to get that, you know, down his throat. Trying to swallow.
I'm trying to get the top off.
Listen to previously on Friday Night Banter. I believe it's called comedy. Something comedy.
It had to have been comedy for it.
I don't remember the title.
I'll get on it real quick.
The description. We go to the comedy for it.
Yeah, I'll look it up for us real quick. All right. Let me do the honors.
Yes, please. Right. Please. Ooh. It had a little queef.
A little queef.
On that salted rim. Ooh. Why, thank you. I'll wait until your glass is poured before I sample. You know, these coasters that my coworker / friend made for us are very nice on this table and putting glasses on it. Had a friend at work make some wooden coasters by hand and engraved the Raiders emblem in it. They're
yes,
very nice.
And it took the place.
Actually,
of...
I should take a. I'll take a picture of it and then put it on Instagram.
Yeah, and you, with the
and
locust cider.
Talkie.
With the locust cider, it their emblem looks like the Raiders, shield.
Are you talking about the locust that I'm looking at right now?
Yeah, no, at the place, at the brewery.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, no, not that.
The
but
one I'm
yes.
looking, yeah, no,
yeah, no. But at the place,
I don't know why I'm doing
yeah,
karate
doing
chops,
hand gestures.
I'm doing karate chops on like, yeah, no.
So you're Jackie Chan, you're Lee, and I'm what's his name? From
Ricky Tan.
Ricky Tan.
Yeah, right. I got excited and loud because I was like, I you remembered Ricky Tan.
All right, man. Cheers.
Salut. I didn't even drink. I didn't drink. There we go.
Oh. That's just as good as the first day I tried.
That is good. And yeah. There it is in the back of my throat.
Yep.
Yep. It's sitting there.
Surprise.
Yeah, it is sitting right there at the back of my throat.
Is it bad? Is it unpleasant? Is
surprising.
It tolerable?
It's almost, oh man, heartburn.
Oh shit.
Like heartburn. Like it's got like that heartburn. Like little burning sensation uh-huh. that's there. Like if you had heartburn or indigestion. Mm-hmm. But good. Yeah, it's different. Kind of like, there it is on my tongue too. Kind of like, it's not carbonation, but kind of if you drink a carbonated drink so fast that it burns your throat.
In the back of the throat.
Kind of like that, but then it kind of lingers.
Yes.
And that's what the description is, right? What is it called?
Lingering heat.
There it is. That's and it does title. Have a lingering heat. Mm-hmm. But the flavor is really good.
Nice.
It's making my eye water. Mi ojo.
It is only 5%. Excuse me. Other ones that we had were like 7. I think the highest one we had was an 8.
Flavor.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not. flavor wise, it's really good.
Awesome. I'm glad you like it.
Mm-hmm. And there's that heat. Definitely sits right back there and lets you know, hey, buddy.
I'm right here.
Hey, guy. Hey, I'm here.
Yep. Right just here. Like that E. coli.
Mm-hmm. It's like a fart. It's
really,
lingering.
Really hits you.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Now we're going to get into this. So we've already covered a lot of it. We covered how we rolled for it.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Throw away your lettuce. Throw away your romaine lettuce.
The dirty truth about your food. A little misleading when you watch the Netflix in some manner, because watching the Netflix short clip.
Oh, the trailer?
So it's not even a trailer. So what they show.
Oh, is the beginning.
It's called a preview.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they take on Netflix, they take a clip of the show and show you that part. So I wouldn't even call it a trailer. It's like a preview. It's a little clip. Mm-hmm. And so watching that, they talk about the taco, not the fuzzy taco, a taco.
On the clip?
On the clip, yeah. Okay. Because they showed a taco. They talk about the meat, where the meat comes from, where the lettuces comes from, where the carrots or whatever, the salsa.
Everybody's hands are in the same taco.
But it's not from one taco. There's different players as far as USDA, the FDA, all these different government groups that regulate and
the cheese, the meat, the lettuce, everything.
All of it is handled by different parts of the government that have these regulations put in place. So that was the thing that it pointed at.
Mm-hmm.
And I assumed, and this is what happens when you assume.
Yep.
That it was going to be a lot to do with the food, not necessarily food industry, but fast food industry.
Oh, interesting.
It kind of led me down that path because they were showing a restaurant and a taco.
Okay, we'll get into that for sure because I work in the food industry and we had a, what is it, like an annual food, you know, talk. The industry came to our plant and it was like, hey, be sure you wash your hands, be sure you wear clean clothes, be sure you cut your nails, because this is what could happen. And they talked about Subway, how they had a whole
outbreak,
Taco Bell, Panda Express,
Qdoba.
He didn't talk about Qdoba,
but they did have one locally, right?
Sure,
I believe.
Taco Bell was a big one that he talked about. Yep.
You leave Taco Bell out your
I got a funny story about that. So he was like,
you keep my Taco Bell out of your goddamn mouth.
I'll talk about your taco all day. Flapping in the wind with that cheese. So he asked, who here has eaten Taco Bell lately? So, yeah, exactly.
I raised my hand right now. The crew. Dude. You can't see it, but my hand's up.
His head is up.
My hand's up. Somebody else is going to be eating a bean burrito.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. That'll be brought up as well. So, my buddy that I work with raises his hand. He's like, really? You ate it? He's like, yeah, I like it. And then someone next to us, another lady, she's like,
hold on. The person that is giving this talk. Uh-huh. Said, really? You ate it?
Yep.
Like, surprised?
Like, very surprised. He thought no one in the room would have eaten Taco Bell. But the shit is right down the street. It's the easiest place to go and have a quick taco.
I don't continue. Anyway. I want to know what his point was.
His point was trying to say, like, hey, if you have had food poisoning at this place, you would never go back, would you? And, you know, I nodded. I was like, yeah, no, honestly, I haven't eaten Panda Express since the incident. It's true.
Well, I mean, Taco Bell and food poisoning is kind of questionable. You don't know whether or not it was just Taco Bell or if it is truly food poisoning.
Exactly.
It's about the same.
You're like, yeah, it's coming out of... Oh, well, you know...
Actually, Taco Bell, not so much. It's only comes out of one end. McDonald's for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, I don't know if it's food poisoning or if I just got the shits.
Yep. And that will come up as well. Let's just get right into it, right?
Oh, we're diving deep with in this burger? Dirty, dirty truth.
So the burger... 1993 is when we start.
Well, let's...
Okay, backtrack?
Yeah, no, I think you're going down the path, and I'll jump in here.
Yeah.
Because, like I said earlier, it was not what I expected.
Yes.
I was running on the treadmill when I started watching it. And first thing they talk about is E. coli and children in the hospital.
Yeah.
So they didn't even get to the burgers yet.
True.
It was showing these kids. They received a call from a doctor. He's seen multiple children that had E. coli. They're dying.
In Washington.
Yeah, in Washington. And they're dying. So, dude, I am watching this as I'm on the treadmill running, and I am getting fucking emotional.
Yeah.
I am like, what?
Yeah.
What am I watching? Like,
the father, you kind of suspect that they're going to, they interview the father who's one of the children that's hospitalized, and he's talking, and he's saying how he was looking forward to showing, he was saving news clippings so that way he could show his son when he grew up, like, look what you had to go through, you've come a long way, and trying to make a laugh out of it. And then he had to bury his 6-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And that tiny,
well, his organs, everything, it was everything shutting down.
They said to keep him on life support would be abuse.
Yeah, this is a downer. Like, it was straight instant downer. Like, yep. I was ready to watch, okay, show me the dirty, right?
Yep.
I know.
We've seen nasty places, you know, what is it, bar rescue? We've seen, like, you've seen some nasty,
you know,
shit.
That it's, you're kind of, you're taking your life in your own hands when you go
every
out,
time,
right? And mm-hmm. it's because it's people. Mm-hmm. It's just people, right? Until, like, the pandemic, I think, which really pushed people to be better, to take care of their hygiene, washing hands.
To be more conscientious.
More conscientious. Yes. Yes, that's the fucking back of this beer.
The back cider. Of the beer?
The cider and the hot behind the back of my throat. It's still going.
I got to take another drink. But Shake and Bake, I wanted to bring back something. You had a different clip than I had as far as, like, the trailer for,
excuse me, that
the
is...
quote-unquote trailer for the for this docu-movie. I had the one where he's in the grocery store and he's like, yeah, 90% of this produce I wouldn't buy.
I think that's the second half of the taco.
Okay. Okay.
the second half of the taco.
I understand. I was picking up what you're putting down. I'll scoop it with your pooping.
Yes.
But I was thinking they would go deep into where our produce came from. And then I got to my background in the grocery business and knowing that we get our grocery or our produce from California, Arizona, Ohio. We get it from everywhere. But the romaine lettuce and the chicken, the poultry, I was like, man, that's, you're kind of going down a deep rabbit hole, because I know where some of our stuff comes from, but how it's cleaned, I don't. And that's where I was hoping that he would go, but he took a different turn with, like, politics and regulating our, how the food gets cleaned and, like.
Well, this was the director. Did you say the director, Stephanie? What was the last name?
You said, yeah, you looked up Stephanie. That was,
yeah, it was Stephanie Schott. I'm just butchering this name. Schottig. Schottig, I believe is
that's
the last
it.
Name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stephanie. So hearing her questions and when she was questioning the politics side.
Okay.
But going back to what you had said. So the beginning starts with the kids and E. coli. Mm-hmm. They find, or what they thought they found, was that these children had eaten, they ate at Jack in the Box.
Jack in the motherfucking Box.
And the kids ate at Jack in the Box, and it was due to the meat.
Undercooked.
Was being undercooked. And other children that didn't eat at Jack in the Box were also being infected.
Hospitalized.
From a daycare.
Hospitalized.
They were being hospitalized, but they caught it because it was from a daycare. So
yeah.
Probably saliva, different things that are,
well,
going,
yeah,
around.
Kids are,
right?
Dirty.
But I guess I believe it was E. coli that is in our systems. It's a natural bacteria that we have.
Yes, this was a E. coli 0157. I think that's just a higher, you know, dose of it.
That sets it off, because then what those do is they attack and kill the blood cells.
Yep, and then that shuts down the organs one by one, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a slow death. It's horrible.
It's so sad.
And the whole, the whole beginning of it was that the children. I'm getting emotional as I'm running on the treadmill. I'm like, am I going to cry? Like, what the hell is going on here? I wanted to watch dirty ass food. Like, I wanted to watch disgusting restaurants. Now I'm watching this story of, it wasn't just children, but it was also a teenager.
Yeah.
She had, I believe, salmonella, because then it leads into E. coli and salmonella.
Yes, I think so. I think you're right. That happened in 2006, I think. I don't know. But yeah, she was on a fucking spring break with her family, and, going to Costa Rica or something like that. And then that night, she just...
The Republican? Where was she?
Somewhere down south.
Okay.
She thought she was getting better. The night it progressed to become worse and worse, she had to get airlifted home to the,
well,
the to U.S.
Well, the doctor said, get her out of here.
Yeah, get her the fuck out of here.
And he had to, her dad had to call multiple airlines to get them a flight out of the country and back home to get treated.
That sucks, man. That sucks. You're there for a good time, and that good time turns into a fucking nightmare real quick. According to the mom, she compared this to a nightmare.
Yep. And the woman lived. The daughter lived.
But
she's still having to basically, I think, get a treatment probably for the rest of her life.
Yep. For her kidneys.
Yeah.
Because she had total kidney failure.
And so she's going to have dialysis is what it was.
Dialysis.
For the rest of her life.
Or a kidney transplant. And to live like that, damn, that sucks. All because she ate a salad. She ate a salad from Wendy's.
Lesson.
I'm listening.
Stay the fuck away from the greens. All meat.
All meat.
No. You can't.
Vegetarians and...
Well... The number of cases for issues with the meat have reduced.
Are you talking about
from the hamburger and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the number of cases of E. coli outbreaks and stuff from undercooked meat has reduced.
So Jack in the Box claimed that it's a law, we don't undercook our meat. Like,
well, they claimed they did not know about... So, here on Friday Night Banter, we educate our listeners. Ground beef hamburger patties, just in general, ground beef, should be cooked at a temperature of 155.
Correct. Degrees.
Degrees. Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Holy shit. 155 degrees Celsius? Good Lord.
Good luck.
You're walking on the sun.
Yeah. So anytime you're out at a restaurant and they ask you how you want your burger cooked or your meat cooked, 155 degrees center cooked.
The person on the documentary, I wish I wrote down their names, but if you watch it, you'll see them. They'll give their names. He said that when he goes to restaurants, and I instantly went and told La Vida Loca, I was like, hey, when we go to a restaurant, you tell them you want your burger no less than 155 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, no less? I was like, wait, what? Yes, I think I'm going to start doing that too.
Because, Ed, what he said was, if they tell you they don't have a thermometer to measure that,
Order something else. Yep. That you don't want to test that ground,
because what they say is, like, if you say, oh, I want it medium rare or I want it medium well it's, even though it's pink, it doesn't mean that it's got, or even brownish pink, doesn't mean that it's gotten to the proper temperature to kill the bacteria of E. coli.
Even though the feel, the texture could you could look at it if you're a professional chef. I don't know, maybe Gordon Ramsay. He might even check his temp.
But a lot of times on the cooking channel and the shows, they have the thermometers there. Yeah. They're tested all the time. So in a restaurant, you would assume, again, assuming, and we all know what happens when you assume, you think that they're testing the meat, but they should have it on hand.
I agree.
I think when it comes to McDonald's, the temperature and the time of the cooking of the meat is not done by hand. It's done by a machine. So a press comes down on top of the burger, and when it's done, it pops up and lets you know it's done.
Ding.
These motherfuckers are brown. You know, there ain't no pink in this bitch.
And you know what? Their patties are going to get thinner too. And they're going to have less patties on the grill to ensure proper temp and proper cooking.
Yeah, the meat kind of, the description of how ground beef can be consisted of over 150 cattle.
How did that make you feel?
Hungry.
Ready for a burger.
I never wanted a burger more.
I was eating while I was watching
Fucking way.
Yep, I was on my lunch.
No fucking way.
Just to get like some quick notes. And I'm eating chicken and rice.
Mm. We haven't even gotten to the poultry.
Well, what's funny is we'll get to the peanuts. I really like the peanut story. The peanut story, I was like, ha, suckers. All you peanut loving motherfuckers. I was in the clear. But anyway, I was eating, and they're talking about all the cattle, right? It means cows. Yes.
Cattle does mean cows.
Cattle.
Very. Here on Friday Night Banter, we believe in educating our users.
Yes. Everything we say is 100% right. Google us. We will be wrong about something.
A lot.
Yep. Watching that and seeing how things were produced, I was like, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That goes with everything. I mean, the lettuce that you're eating in that bag, you don't know where any of that shit's coming from. Same thing with the.
You do if you read the label.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Go look at it.
Yes. The label will say where it came from.
Nope.
It will too.
It'll tell you what's in it.
Distributed by.
I know.
Yes. Cool. The only thing that doesn't say where it came from is this growler.
Yeah, but you know where Locust Cider's at. No. Okay. That'll be we'll go look at it.
Okay.
Do you have some in your fridge?
I have a container of mixed greens.
Great. Let's look at it.
Which one of them was the power greens or something like that? They're like, don't get those.
Yeah, power greens.
Or actually, it was recalled.
It was recalled.
And that was due to salmonella.
Same thing. Yep, it can still kill you. These are facts.
E. coli and salmonella are not the same thing.
These are facts from the docu-movie that I picked up. So,
the internets?
No, the docu-movie pulled these out. It started out with 48 million people get sick from foodborne illnesses every year, according to the CDC. 36 cases per week. Salmonella cases, 1.35 million illnesses. 26,500.
Wait, it's not 1.31 out of whatever million. It is 1.3 million cases.
1.35 million. Yep. 1.35. Yeah.
So this was the stuff that was popping up.
I just took a quick verbiage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Just gotcha.
A quick note. This was on them. 26,500 hospitalizations and 420 deaths, according to CDC. So
puff, a year?
Puff one for those guys. Cases. I would assume probably a year. It didn't really say anything about that. It just like.
Are you salmonella missed?
No, I don't even think that. This was word for word.
Word for word.
Salmonella causes 1.35 million illnesses. I wouldn't say per year. I would just like average, maybe.
I mean, they usually will probably. I believe when they do these studies like this and they talk about how the ratio is probably year.
Oh,
they
man.
Do take it over a year.
Do you want to get into the chicken? Do you just want to skip to the chicken?
No.
Okay. To the spinach?
Yeah.
2006 that happened. Do you remember that?
I do recall. Where they were recalling lettuce?
It was spinach. It was all the baby spinach.
Yes, baby spinach. So, to go back.
Okay. You're so good at that.
We're talking about the burger, E. coli. Then it moved into salmonella with the lettuce and the spinach. And what they found was the feces.
Oh, yeah.
From the cattle would wash over into the drainage or reservoirs where that water would then flush through the water that was used to wash the lettuce and spinach. They were using that same water to irrigate and water the plants.
And they don't have anything to counteract that law-wise.
Well, they do test the water, but it's so low to pass that you're pretty much definitely taking a chance when you eat this lettuce.
It's funny. I wonder if I can even bring this up. At work, we're cleaning our area to get ready for a non-alcohol batch of product. And in the midst of cleaning, we're dumping the chemicals that we're cleaning with down the drain. We get a knock from the, you know, where we're at, the city's water plant. They came knocking at the door and they're like, yeah, we need to see what you're putting down the drain. We bumped the city's water pH. We bumped it up 3%, 4% because of these high chemicals that we're trying to clean our equipment with.
So you're cleaning the equipment.
Yep.
And as you're cleaning, of course, you're washing everything down to sanitate.
Mm-hmm. Sanitize.
Sanitize the equipment mm-hmm. so that the food that you're processing to go out to human consumption is not
contaminated with
whatever.
Alcohol. Yep.
Whatever is there.
We're trying to get it as clean as possible.
Right. And in the process,
yep.
You're pushing the stuff's going down the drain and it's now bumped up the city's basically pH. An alert goes off. Yep. A warning goes off.
So the city has microorganisms in the water to eat and consume the bad bacteria. And the chemicals we were flushing down was killing those microorganisms.
Oh.
And they're like, yeah, we can't have that. Whatever you're doing, you got to stop.
Wow.
It was a wild day at work. And they went to every manhole and tested the water until they got to ours. And they're like, okay, here's where it's at. Let's go to the next one. It's not here. Let's go to the one before that. Nope, it's not here. Boom. Pinged your asses. Knock, knock. it was a crazy day at work. But then we learned, you know, not to do that shit anymore because the city will come knocking.
So now is it a process change?
It is now changed in process. We have to contain the water, push it to another perk, another, you know, vat, if you will. And then we have to dilute it with more chemicals to make the pH tolerable. And then we'll dump it. But everything that...
But it's good that we have these systems in place.
Oh, absolutely.
To not only... You have your systems in place to protect the human life, and so they don't get sick. But then also we have systems put in place that help environmental-wise.
Exactly.
So yep. There is a...
We didn't know that, too. The chemicals that we're using, we didn't know that they were high in pH. Mm-hmm. We didn't know... It just got...
Well, you don't know the cause. Like
exactly.
What this is going to impact, right? Yep. It's yep. like, you know, oh, it's safe for human use.
Yes.
Right? But then it's like, okay, human use, but then also there's these natural bacteria.
Yep.
kind of like when you hear these stories, like on this is like with E. coli, we have natural bacteria in our stomachs Absolutely. That help break stuff down.
Yep.
But this is a different strain mm-hmm. of it that can cause death.
Yep.
Like everything in the universe is made to take care of everything itself. It's yep. one ecosystem to yep. live successfully.
Yep.
And we go in and we fuck it all
yep,
up.
Yep, we flush something down the toilet that shouldn't be we flushed.
We fuck it all up.
Good job, humans.
Way to go.
Yep.
A for us.
A plus.
Yes.
So that being said, the I understood that aspect when the fecal matter went into the water and from the water they pumped it to the plants. I'm like, yeah, that all makes sense. I can see how that happened. On my way to the studio, I actually passed by a fetal.
a fetal?
Is it a fetal lot? Yeah. They make manure.
I don't know. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, they make
fecal?
It's a
well because it's fecal matter.
Yeah, it's fecal matter. So it's a bunch of cows.
Okay.
They have this huge blanket or tarp over this mound of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then right across the
but
street.
But it's mostly like, oh, go for it.
Right across the street.
Say it.
Is a field of, you know, it could be corn. I don't know what they make over there.
Probably hay.
Probably hay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're eating their own shit, I'm sure of it.
So mad cow disease.
I saw it. I'm on my way to the studio, and I'm like, okay.
Now these things, farm. After watching the documentary, you're just watching yep. this going, where is that going to yep. lead to?
Cow farm, rain,
food. Snow melt.
Runoff, yeah.
Yep.
Everything's just clicking, man. This really opened my eyes for a lot of things, especially chicken. Do you want to get into it?
Are you ready for the
no,
chicken?
No, let's get to the peanuts. I want to get to the peanuts.
No, you can't go to the peanuts. You got to go in order. I think peanuts is last.
It was 2009. Oh, then there are the eggs, and then it's chicken.
It's egg and chicken.
Yeah.
And then I think it's the peanuts is the last thing that
no,
they talk about.
Peanuts happened in 2009. That was after baby spinach. I have it right here, buddy.
You have the sequence of how they filmed the yep. documentary yep. in order?
Yep.
All right, get to your peanuts.
Peanuts! This dude... Where was it? I think
it was a whistleblower.
Yeah, the whistleblower.
Thank you, whistleblower.
He said, yo, we cannot be selling or distributing this because we have rats.
Whistleblowers, we need you. It takes a lot of balls, man.
To stand up and say, we're doing something wrong.
Yeah. This is wrong, and I will fight all of you. But
what did they say to him?
But he also was trying to stay within the system. He's telling them, hey, There is rat poop. There's rats, disease. I mean, Black Plague was passed around by rats, right? So now you're having this in your factory with peanuts. There's rat poop dropping. There's rats still alive that are on traps.
Well, what they did was... They trapped them in the sticky glue.
Yeah, and they were still alive, though.
The sticky glue isn't going to kill them immediately. Yeah, they're going to... It's a painful death.
Mm-hmm. And there's,
that sticky glue, I...
But then it's just disease that's still there.
Exactly!
In these nuts.
Okay.
These nuts! There was a massive recall, but... It only happened after, I believe, the whistleblower.
Yeah, he came back out and he said, this is what they told me.
Their excuse was that they have recall insurance. Send it out. And repeatedly, emails were going around the company saying, mm-hmm. look, we can't send this out. This is possibly a disease. There were crates and... Or pallets of peanuts and peanut butter yep. that had dirt, rat droppings on them. What other things? They had dead rats, I think, on them.
Probably in them.
And yeah. so they were the CEO basically said, just clean them off, make them look good, and ship them out.
Yep.
They were falsifying documents.
That's it. Yep. The wet. What was it? The wet paper or something.
Yeah. So they would take. They were getting positive for
salmonella.
Salmonella. Yep. Positive. What they were doing, they were using whiteout. they would white out the date on old documents that said it was fine and retype the date, the newest date on old documents.
Yep. God, that's so just sad.
Oh, yeah.
Was that, it the same guy, Stuart? Was his name Stuart?
That CEO,
really old guy?
I believe, got 28 years.
Yep.
Due to, man, was it like 400 and something deaths?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And probably counting still.
I wouldn't say counting. No. I hope they got it all.
How long do you... This was in 2009. If my math is correct.
Probably not.
Is he still in prison? He'd probably be getting out soon.
Yeah, he's probably got a... That's if he didn't get parole.
Parole, or if he's not already dead already. He looked pretty old.
Yeah, 20... Oh, man, that was good. That was good.
Oh, you finished the beer?
Yeah, it's all gone.
Hell
the
yeah.
The cider.
It's still beer.
It's cider.
It's a beer.
It's cider.
It's brewed.
Cider?
It's a beer.
Cider.
Controversial.
Cider.
It's a beer.
Cider?
You know what's tough?
Cider?
Raising eggs. And chicken.
And chicken?
Yep.
You really want to get into the chicken.
I just really wanted to get into the peanuts. Now we're into the chicken.
Okay.
So the eggs, they brought in the eggs that this goes into salmonella. They said to swab the bottom eggs because they're more likely to be contaminated. Right? You remember that?
Say that again?
They swabbed the bottom eggs.
Purdue. Well, it was interesting, kind of going back to, since we're going into the chicken, there was only three or four top distributors of chicken. You had Tyson, Purdue, maybe it was three.
I don't think there's Tyson. There were
no,
four.
No, Tyson is one for chicken. Purdue is another.
Heritage Farms.
Heritage Farms. And then, is it Foster Farms? I haven't even heard of them for a long time.
But above those four
are two breeders of the chickens.
Yep.
And Purdue was the ones, I think it's Purdue.
Yes.
Said when it comes to shipping the eggs, so they get eggs from these breeders, and they said the dirtiest ones stack on the bottom. And those were the ones that they tested by swabbing the top of them to see if they would show positive for salmonella.
And what happened when they did a live test while they're filming?
So they had one egg that showed salmonella.
Yep, it failed.
They asked the CEO if that was... So basically they asked him and he said, well, that's not a valid test. I mean, if you get one.
Oh, no, you're talking
the salmonella.
You're talking about the five that they took. They took five chicken. It was prepackaged chicken. They took five from every, I don't know, distributor. I don't know what you'd call that. And theirs tested positive for salmonella. Mm-hmm. We're talking about just the chicken egg that got swabbed and it failed.
Okay.
And I don't know what he said, but he was like, yeah, you just got to brush it off, basically. You just got to clean it better.
Okay. So, I must anyway. Be remembering a different part, because he did say, and it was just like that. No, I don't think I'm remembering a different part, because he said, well, yeah, one is not a true test. You need 150.
Yeah, that was when they got his Purdue product. And
they said 150 would be... valid, like, we have a problem. And so they did show in a lab her asking them, out of 150, are you thinking that there's salmonella or whatever? And then the scientist is like, yeah, more than likely.
I think there was like that 17% tested for salmonella, and Purdue's products were 29% or something like that. I don't know.
The facility itself, though, for Purdue was a lot better than what I seen on what they were talking about, the one that did get busted for issues with salmonella. I mean, they were having them in the poor chickens were in disgusting facilities. One chicken gets sick and dies, then it impacts, you know, hundreds
of
them.
Was this on the same, it wasn't on this one, was it?
It was on this documentary.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it showed the chickens and they were all just in like coops together.
Purdue has an open, so
they hatch the eggs. So the eggs come in.
In that pallet.
And those eggs are then put into incubators, mm-hmm. and then they're hatched. Mm-hmm. Then they're put out into the house, which seemed pretty clean. And then what they do is they have the plastic over their shoes and they put on a sock and they walk around the house or, you know, barn of where all these chickens are roaming around. Mm-hmm. Then they take the socks off and then they test the socks for salmonella.
We didn't get the test, did we?
They were just showing us the process. No, they didn't really show.
So you'd be like, hey, here's what we do. Just to show you that we do actually test. But they don't get the results.
So, I mean, to sum it up, unless you're growing this shit yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're growing it in your own backyard and you have your own chickens, mm-hmm. your own cows. You're taking a chance.
Your own pigs.
And your own pigs. Whatever you eat or consume, unless you're growing the shit yourself, you're taking a chance. Now, you're still taking a chance if you're growing it yourself unless you have these systems in place.
Cleaning it. Making sure that, I don't know if it's grass-fed, making sure your fecal matter doesn't wash in with your water to spray your romaine lettuce.
But how are you even to know if something or somehow, some way? You're not testing it. No. You don't test like they do. You don't have all these tests in place.
I appreciate Purdue for their transparency. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, here's what we do. Here's come into our farm. Here's everything. But the fact of the matter is that they are still very high in salmonella count in all their products.
That was not covered.
It was covered.
That was not. They're not number one compared to all of them.
They're not number one, but they're high up there.
But there's only four of them.
And they're pretty high up there.
I don't think that was covered.
Yes, it was. It was on the end.
No, it was not.
I can get it on right now.
It was not covered that they were the highest.
Yes.
No, one of the highest out of the four.
You're telling me one of the highest isn't the highest?
No. You know the exact spot.
Yes, it was towards the end. Yeah, they tested those. They tested five. They got five meat products from different distributors. They tested them. And Purdue's came out on top. Always.
No, I do not remember this.
What else? This is where that question came up. They asked him, so one of your products came back positive. And he said, that's unfair. I don't think.
150.
He says, I don't think that's fair to test one product. And they're like, okay, what's a good, reasonable, fair number? 150. Mm-hmm. You'd have to test 150 products of my products. And I think you missed that part.
No,
they tested 150 of their products. 29% came back positive.
Oh, so it's under 100.
True. But I'm not getting Purdue anymore. I think, if anything, it was a... don't buy that guy.
No, I think they were the better of them all.
No, stop it.
How do you know? They didn't check all the other ones.
Because they don't have any tests to show.
Right? And they're also the ones that don't do human antibiotics.
Correct. I think it was a different place that said that they take away the human antibiotics.
No, that was Purdue. They have advertisements about it all the time.
Well, you can advertise it all you want. Doesn't mean that label is 100% correct.
Man, are you still looking for your lie?
Hang on,
you're not going to find it because it's not true.
I should have the sound on. Europe completely banned, what's that called? Salmonella.
Just because you put a band on it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Oh, sure. But
that's not how that works.
What's that statistic?
I know Europe does have a, according to what this documentary said, they did have a better system.
Yeah, they cut salmonella rates by almost half. I don't know what they...
It has nothing to do with just banning it.
I don't know what they're...
You can't throw a band out there and go, fucking no more salmonella.
I guess so. Oh, what about that dude that was... this guy, who is LGMA. I think he was the big guy for the spinach.
That was the plant.
And romaine, yeah.
And testing it.
And they're like, hey, here's all these things that you did. And they're like, oh, yeah, you got to look at the successes. And I'm like, dude, you killed multiple people.
Yeah.
That's murder.
That's murder.
There's the lady that has to... That has to take her medicine. Ah, where is it, Shake and Bake?
I know where it is because you just said it. They tested one chicken. He said you need to test 150. What you're trying to find is where they said that Purdue was the highest of the four.
Yes.
Which I do not believe was true.
Do you remember Similac, the baby formula being
yes,
recalled?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I was in that one too. There are some that I don't remember because I think I was too old to understand. But now that I'm adult and...
Wait, hold on. Say that. Try that again.
I'm an adult?
Nope. Before that.
Now that I'm a little older?
Nope. Okay. You said... You meant to say was you were too young to understand.
To understand what was happening like in 2006.
Right.
With the
you
spinach.
Said you were too old to understand.
Oh, thank you.
So that's, and then you became an adult and you understood. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
With the recall with the Similac and, okay. And
you
all
were too young to know what was going on.
Correct.
Did you watch news when you were younger?
Yeah. But only for the weather.
Okay. That's what I watch it for now.
Yep.
Is only for the weather.
And then the drama. The drama is also a plus, but you know, it's always Aurora.
Aurora. It is guaranteed. Shooting? Aurora.
Yep. Carjacking?
Aurora.
damn it.
It's only on you.
It's not us saying it.
I mean, that's the news.
Sure.
It only makes people drive the fastest through that town. Get out of this place.
Get out of there quick while you can.
All right, stop.
I'll take a screenshot and I'll show the crew. On my IG.
Sure. You'll never find it.
I'll probably never post it because I'll find it and then it'll be...
You won't find it. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay. So I'm still eating chicken.
Yeah.
Not going to stop eating chicken.
Never stop.
I'm not going to stop eating beef. I am going to make sure that it's cooked. One of the things that they did say, though, is... So the ground beef... Going back to the meat, was that it is a combination of, like I said, 150 cattle or other things can be thrown into ground beef.
Yeah.
When it comes to steaks, it's more defined. It's more of a one cut from one animal.
Correct.
So you're safer eating actually a steak because when you first throw a steak on, you sear the outside. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that E. coli... or salmonella, I think that one is E. coli, will be on the outer layer of the beef. And so when you sear the steak, you're basically searing off the salmonella or E. coli. With ground beef, because it's being grounded and mixed up together, you even if you throw it on the grill and sear it, you're not necessarily killing the stuff that's in the middle of the beef.
Yes.
So that's why you need to make sure that you cook it to a temperature of 155 degrees Fahrenheit.
I'm going to find it.
Like I said, or like you said, find it, put it on Insta.
Yep.
They can see it. You're not finding it now, and yeah. It's probably going to take you years to try and find it.
I'll rewatch the entire thing again.
Or you're going to come back and be like, oh, it said this. And I'm like, that's not what you were saying.
Okay. Yeah. No, that could be it.
Yeah.
I do remember 29%.
Okay. Find a spot with 29%.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm still going to cook burgers. I'm still going to eat burgers. If I'm going to buy chicken, I'm going to stick with probably Whole Foods.
You know what I had the other day? La Vida Loca made enchilada casserole.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
boneless, skinless breast.
Mm, love it.
It's not always boneless. I was eating the enchilada casserole. I took one bite. Sure enough, there was a little bone in it. And I'm like, what the hell? So it happens probably during the process of cutting, which then reminded me of how the plant cut them and threw these things down.
Grinded it. Yeah.
Down the chute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're just washing.
And they said that
it?
Was the boneless, skinless. They were washing. They sprayed them down, and yep. Then it was just dripping and going. And I'm like, that's gross.
Yeah.
That just looked gross. The chicken part, I think the cattle part of it, where you see them, the butchering,
oh, yeah,
and
the
slicing,
they're chopping. Yeah.
Not that bad.
No.
But when it comes to chicken, I don't know what it is. It just looks gross.
It's slimy.
It's slimy. It's gross. It's just nasty.
Uh-huh.
But I eat chicken the most.
the
boneless, skinless. I eat chicken the most.
Go for rotisserie chicken.
Less calories.
We always go for rotisserie
chicken. It's less calories. Chicken is less calories.
Can I ask you where you got the chicken from? The boneless?
Costco.
Costco. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
We had
I don't think it's Kirkland. Maybe it's Kirkland brand. I'm not sure.
That's a double check. We got a King Soopers brand. I think they did Heritage Farms.
Okay.
And yeah, they had a bone in it, and I was like, can't do it. Can't do it anymore. Fuck up once.
You only get one try.
Everybody only gets one.
You get one try, strike you out.
Yep. Unless I really liked being there and then just an incident happened. You know, that's
Panda
on me.
Express.
That's on. No, Panda Express, I will not go back.
You never finished the story. So somebody raised their hand for Taco Bell, and then what did they say?
Oh, yeah. He was just like, oh, you really eat there? He's like, yeah, I had it for lunch just like 20 minutes ago. He's like, oh, wow. And then someone next to us said, oh, I hate Taco Bell. I'll never eat there. And so you know what happens, you know, when someone says they hate something.
The banter began.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, we know what to get you for a Christmas party.
Gift card.
Gift card to Taco Bell. Yep. So what I was thinking, I wanted to get one of those gift cards. I'm not going to pay for anything, but I'm just going to get a fake gift card. Write $25 on it. Like, hey.
Like you're going to make it?
No, just get it from the store.
But not buy it?
Not buy it.
You're going to pocket it?
You can take an empty card.
Can you really?
Yeah, it's empty. There's nothing on it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that they're not going to get you at the door and be like, hey, you didn't pay for it.
Oh, that's dumb. No, just take it.
You just take it and then they're fine.
Just walk off.
Because it's not loaded.
It's not loaded. You haven't purchased anything. You could give it to somebody and be like, hey, here's a good prank. Taco Bell. You like it, right?
And then you're like, why isn't this card working?
Oh, that's the biggest. That means you won. All right, crew. Definitely give
Wait.
This. What?
The best part of the loss.
Oh, no. Anyway, crew. Yeah.
Be sure to look at AP's Instagram because due to the loss that AP received, he is going to eat a bean burrito.
It was a deal's a deal, man.
Discussed previously on Friday Night Banter.
I will not back down from a challenge. What'd you ask me about the burrito? Where'd I want it from?
Taco Bell.
No, I want it homemade.
No, that's where I'm getting it from.
That's where you're getting it from?
That's where I'm buying it. It's my win, your loss. You're getting a Taco Bell burrito.
Don't stop
thinking about tomorrow.
Don't put dirty beans on there.
Sauce. No, cheese.
Sauce will go on there.
Dirty beans.
No dirty beans.
Dirty beans. They're the closest to peanuts you'll ever get.
That's gross to think about.
Yeah, dirty peanuts.
I don't like it.
These nuts. Yeah.
All right, crew. Thanks for listening. Please share and tell your friends about us here at Friday Night Banter. Hey, we love thoughts and suggestions. Email us at FridayNightBanter@outlook.com.
Very good.
Yeah.
You got it right this time.
Yeah, that was just free flow and I liked it.
Yep. Well, appreciate you guys. Have a great night. Peace.
Throw out that lettuce. Peace out.